play me the Helica Vichavan. This song is very famous because of his tremendous Ahavas Yisrael, his love for every Jew. He was known as a tremendous advocate on behalf of the Yidden. Very famous, he would have vikuchim with Rabbeinu Shalom. You could say maybe with a little chutzpah. He would learn from Rabbeinu Shalom because he loved the Yidden so much. We're holding now Pesach. Nothing is mikra. No coincidences. We're Yidden. Maminim b'nei maminim. A tragedy like this, I don't know if anyone in this room has ever been at a levaya of a chassan, like two arenas laying in front of you, a chassan and kala, to own such a tragic oifen. Everybody knows Pesach night, you have the matzah, and the little kinderlich steal the matzah, they chop the matzah away from the tata. The matzah, they keep it by themselves. And then when it comes time, and the tata makes his seder. Seder is the way of the world. You have a seder, you have an order, one step after another, as in life. And the Baal Mishpacha, the tata, he makes the seder, gets after Shulchan Aruch, and he says to the kinderlein, he says to his child, my tired kid, give me back my afikoyman. I need my afikoyman now. I need my matzah back. Matzah is pure and pristine. No chametz, no yetzahara. Pure and pristine matzah. The child, as everybody knows, says, okay, tati, I'll give back the matzah. But I want a present. It's coming me a present, right? And every tata, Klal Yisrael, willingly gives to the child. He wants to give. Ratzon hametiv lehetiv. He is a bal yecheles, the tata. He has the wherewithal to give the present, and he gives the present. There's one condition. He asks the child, did you keep that matzah in the matzah tash? Did you keep the matzah pristine? Did it fall on the floor? Did it get schmutzig? Did Chas v'Shalom get chomet stick while you had that pikadon? Did the Yetzer Hara take that matzah and get to work on it and ruin it? And Shaul says, no, Tati. The same matzah, the pure pristine matzah that you gave me, I washed that pikadon. I washed the well. Nothing bad happened to him. Return it to you the same way that you gave it to me. Twenty-one and a half years ago, we got a matzah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 20 years ago, Joel and Leah got a pure, pristine matzah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we both watched our matzahs very carefully. We did our best to hit them with her to give values, have the right friends, right chevra, go to the right yeshivas. Vidovik b'chaverim, vidovik in your morris, your teachers, your rosh hashivas. So it's time, I say to Hashem, I want my afikoyman. And Joel wants his afikoyman too. We're entitled. We did what we're supposed to do. You reached out your hand to Hashem. You said, I want my matzahs back, my pure matzahs. And we're giving the matzahs back. But I want three things. First thing I want is 10,000 shidduchim. I want 10,000 shidduchim in Klal Yisrael. I want not 5,000 for the boys and 5,000 for the girls. I want 10,000 for the boys and 10,000 for the girls. That's what I want my first afikoman present. Too many Yiddish kinder, boys and girls, waiting for the shibuchim and platzim, waiting for the Yeshua. And I know, because I lived through the parasha. Too many. Rabbeinu Shalom, are you masking 10,000 for the boys and 10,000 for the girls? Masking, good, thank you. My second bakasha. I want 10,000 Rufua Shalemas for Klal Yisrael. Not 5,000 for the Zacharim and 5,000 for the Kedis. 10,000 for the Zacharim Rufua Shalemas and 10,000 for the Nikedis Rufua Shalemas. You open up list and list and list of Tehillim, Rachmanu Litzlan, with the names of all the Chayim of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Nishalim Tata, you're the Kol Yochel. Ratzim, I'm a Tehillim Hatev, you want to do, I'm sure you're going to want to do for us. 10,000 for Shalemas. My last Bakasha might be more crucial than the first two. So maybe the Talmud Sefer is there. My third bakasha is, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I want you to give a siyata d'shmaya of emuna to 10,000 zacharim and to 10,000 nekevis. Our door is so, I don't know the word to describe. Chazal say, Gemara Brocha says, Emerson, we all want to do good. And the Lashon Gemara is what? L'man ma'akev, hasar shabi'is ma'akev. The Yisahara, the chometz, is what's ma'akev emuna. And I'm not talking just about children of the derech and young kids. I'm talking people in their 20s, and people in their 30s, and people in their 40s. They need emuna. Rav Leizer Ginsburg, I wrote the first night of Pesach, as all the Rabbanim doing the shuls, in the introductory drasha. And one important facet was, when you eat matzahs, mecholim emusa, lechem emusa, eating matzah gives you emuna. Fact. You have to want it also. You have to be mevakish. You have to appreciate it. In the chaven. But we're never holding now the ace. We have the two matzahs here. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha V'Nashuvo. We can't do it. We need you to bring us back. You can inject us with that Siyata D'Shmaya. So there shouldn't be such tremendous service like this in Klal Yisrael. Families to be so brochen like this. Friends to be sabrochen. A whole world hears a story like this. I spoke to my brother Elliot, Rebellion, Eretz Yisrael yesterday. He's a Shaya. I didn't get a chance to tell my children. They called me up. They heard it in Eretz Yisrael before I even could get the story to them, because such a story makes a Roshan. You can't wrap your mind around something like this. Elamai, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, please, please. 10,000 Shabbuchim, 10,000 Rufus Shalemas, 10,000 Shatz, Siyata D'Shmaya in Amunas, the Klal Yisrael should get back to where we're supposed to be, so there shouldn't be such Gefela Chasaras like this. And Be'ez Hashem Yisborach, it should be that next year we should all take a celebrate Pesach instead of here, in such a massive, Rachman Aslan, in Eretz Yisrael, in the Bayesh Lishi, in Harav Yameinu.